AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In North Carolina,
forward together,
not one step back.
People are reacting to last night's decision not to repeal North Carolina's anti-LGBT law. Lawmakers reconvene, but in the end, the law stays on. That leaves out gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people from anti-discrimination protections in North Carolina. Jennifer Weaver was kicked out of the legislative chamber for speaking out.
So they are gerrymandering the whole system so that they can stay in power, This is wrong.
Because of the law, North Carolina has been shunned by corporations, entertainers, and high-profile sporting events. The government says the economy grew by a strong 3.5% between July and September. It's a big gain over the weaker results from the first two quarters. Economist Gus Fauché at PNC Financial says consumer spending led the way.
We have more jobs, we have higher wages, we have greater household wealth, and so consumers are going out and purchasing more goods and services, and that's leading overall economic growth.
Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrial's down about 30 points. President-elect Donald Trump has hired his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, for a job in the White House. The AP's Mark Smith reports Conway is a working mom and has been debating about a move to the White House.
Last month, Conway was quoted as saying, "My children are 12, 12, 8, and 7, which is bad idea, bad idea, bad idea, bad idea for a mom going inside the White House." She's told reporters she turned down the post of press secretary for that reason. But now Conway's accepted a position as counselor to the president and, in a statement, thanked Trump for the amazing opportunity.
The top Democrats on Senate committees that will consider Trump's cabinet nominee says those picks shouldn't get a Senate vote without completing a financial disclosure statement. Authorities across Europe are scrambling to find Anas Amri, the suspect in the deadly truck bombing at a Christmas market in Berlin. This is AP Radio News. Today at the Vatican, Pope Francis denounced the resistance he's getting to reforms in the Catholic Church bureaucracy. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports the Pope is pushing for more than just a superficial facelift.
These are people who are resisting even the thought of change. He says that his colleagues, the priests, bishops, and cardinals who work for him must undergo permanent purification to better serve the Church.
For the third year in a row, Francis took the Vatican bureaucracy to task in his annual Christmas greeting. Aaron Anderson from Sweden is claiming to be the first person in the world to reach the South Pole in a wheelchair. He spent 21 days in a wheelchair on skis. He told Swedish public radio temperatures averaged 22 below zero during his 400-mile trek. Anderson says this journey raised more than $500,000 to fight cancer among children in Sweden. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.